Robert, in your first book, The Orion Mystery, which came out in 94, let's talk a little bit about the specifics of what you went through that came up with that theory that, you know what, these pyramids are laid out like the stars in Orion's belt. How'd that all happen?
I'll be brief because it's a long story. But I was working at the time in 1983. I was working in Saudi Arabia. And I took a trip to Egypt to visit my family. My mother was still living there. And while I was in Cairo on my way to Alexandria, I went to the Cairo Museum. And as fate would have it, I was carrying a camera with me. In those days, you could take pictures inside a museum, not so these days.
Yeah, they've locked that out now, haven't they?
Yeah, it's our good friend, Dr. Hawass. We'll talk about him later, George.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, there was I in the museum with my Olympus OM-1 camera, for those interested. And I went in a room where they had the artifacts of the pyramid builders. And on the wall was a photograph, an aerial photograph of the Giza necropolis, of the pyramids of Giza. It was a direct overhead picture. And it was the first time I ever saw an overhead picture. I must say, in 1983, the world was very different. We didn't have Google Earth and satellite photography and so forth. It was not so common to see this kind of aerial photography. And it was the first time that it struck me, surprisingly, because I had seen maps of the pyramids before, but seeing them on a photograph, it struck me that I was looking at what was clearly a plan. There are three pyramids, two of almost equal size, the Great Pyramid and the Second Pyramid. And the third pyramid, the smallest, was offset from a diagonal that passed through the two largest. It was offset to the left or the east. And it's one of those things, you know, I always describe it as, I don't know if you have this experience, George, by being in a dinner party and sitting at the table, and across the room there's a painting on the wall that is skew width. And this, yeah, this terrible urge to sort of stand up and put it straight.
Time, Robert, all the time.
Well, it's a kind of thing we all have. We want to see things in straight lines and neat. In any case, there it was, this offset kind of stuck in my mind. It just didn't make sense. And I snapped a photograph with my camera and went back to Saudi Arabia where I was working. And there I invited a group of friends to look at this photograph. Now, I was working in the construction field, so there was many specialists, architects, engineers, surveyors, technicians. And all of them looked at this photograph and were all convinced, like I was, that there was a plan. The only thing they couldn't understand is, what did it mean? Why was the third pyramid smaller and offset? And with that kind of almost obsessive thought in my mind, I was camping in the desert. Now, I had, again by fluke, brought with me from Egypt a kind of coffee table book with lovely pictures of the pyramids and so forth. And there was a photograph of the so-called pyramid texts. I'll talk about these later as we go along.
Sure.
And there was a passage from these pyramid texts that mentioned that the king, after his death, would travel to the stars and join the god Osiris in the constellation of Orion. Now, with these thoughts stuck in my mind, there am I in the desert at night with a friend of mine who happened to be a navigator, and he pointed at the constellation, which is one of those things, you know. I hadn't bothered to look at the constellation, and there it was in the sky, nice and bright. It's very bright, by the way, in the morning now at this time of year. And he pointed at the three stars of Orion's belt and said, here are the stars of Orion's belt, and we use them for navigation because they rise due east.
Uh-huh.
as you can see, they're in a row. And then in an afterthought, he said, well, the little one at the top is offset to the left. And the penny dropped in my mind. I mean, it was one of those moments, you know, sort of eureka moments.
Bingo, right?
Bingo, because I immediately went back home and checked the maps and checked photographs, and I plucked courage to write to various professors. And I got a reply from Professor Edwards, the late Professor Edwards, who was curator at the British Museum, who was very intrigued by this suggestion and let me know that there was, in fact, something else that I should have taken into account. There was a shaft inside the Great Pyramid that actually pointed to the stars of Orion's belt. So to me, the whole thing clinched. And one thing led to another, and like we were saying earlier, I eventually published this in an article in 89. And then it went in a book form in 94. And it's been the subject of, I've lost count of several documentaries since. So there you are. That's the background.